If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
New pandemic strategy.
There are 6 steps the president's announcing. There will be new components.
Misery after Ida.
They don't deserve to be treated like an animal. No one here, no one called.
California recall battle.
We have to turn out the vote.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, President Biden is set to announce a new federal strategy as the COVID pandemic lingers and worsens thanks to the Delta variant. CBS News White House correspondent Weijia Jiang.
It includes 6 steps, including vaccinating the unvaccinated, which will likely include more mandates, furthering protection for the vaccinated, an update on booster shots, keeping schools safely open, increasing testing and requiring masking, protecting our economic recovery, and improving care for those with COVID-19.
The nation's second largest school district, Los Angeles, is poised to require students 12 and older to be vaccinated to attend in-person classes. There's already a vaccine mandate for staffers. Parent Virginia Escamilla says it's the right move.
It gives me assurance that the people around my kids are doing their part to try and stop this virus.
If approved by the school board tonight, there's likely to be legal action to try to block it. The National Football League kicks off its season tonight in Tampa with tough COVID protocols. Unvaccinated players will get tested every day, and those who've been vaccinated will do so once a week. CBS's Jerika Duncan.
The NFL has run a successful vaccination campaign by any standard. More than 93% of players and more than 99% of team staff are vaccinated. 2 teams, the Bucs and Atlanta Falcons, are 100% vaxxed. Still, roughly 200 players have resisted the shot.
For fans, admission to most NFL games will require proof of vaccination or a negative COVID test result. 11 additional deaths in Louisiana have now been attributed to Hurricane Ida, the statewide total now 26. Some have died in the searing heat with no air conditioning. CBS's David Begno is in Barataria, a community that's still partly underwater.
Robert Gonzalo's home has been surrounded by floodwater for the last 10 days. He's lived here for 42 years, and Hurricane Katrina was the only one he evacuated for.
I was expecting water, but I wasn't expecting this kind of water.
Why didn't you leave for this one?
Good question.
His home is 8 feet off the ground, and the water came within a foot of flooding it.
That's how high the water got up right here.
He rode out the hurricane at his mother-in-law's house right next door. Floodwater lifted it off of its foundation and moved it nearly 10 yards.
There's nothing that hurt me more.
As for whether he's going to stick around for another storm the size of Ida,
it will never happen again.
Now to California, where things are heating up in the recall election that will decide if Governor Gavin Newsom stays in office. CBS's Carter Evans says President Biden will campaign and other high-powered Democrats are entering the fray.
Your vote could be the difference between protecting our kids and putting them at risk.
Former President Barack Obama is now joining Democratic allies in the fight to keep Governor Gavin Newsom in office. Having had some of the strictest lockdown measures in the country, it's become a key issue for both sides of the recall campaign.
A third of all small businesses are now gone because he refused to allow us to use our own common sense.
Republican frontrunner and talk radio host Larry Elder says he'll repeal mask and vaccine mandates. He was heckled by homeless advocates, one of whom threw an egg at the candidate during an L.A. campaign stop.
For the first time, we're learning the identity of the child at the center of the Roe v. Wade case that made abortion legal in this country. Shelley Thornton is sharing her story in a journalist's new book, calling her secret a burden. Her older sister, Melissa Mills, spoke with CBS News about her mother, Norma McCorvey.
She wasn't involved in hardly any. They didn't want her to be. They said she really wasn't the type of person that they needed. Well, she didn't present well.
Some parts of the Southeast are getting up to 6 inches of rain from Mindy, which is now a tropical depression. CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson says it made landfall in St. Vincent Island, Florida.
The nice thing about Tropical Storm Mindy is that it formed so close to shore, it didn't really have the opportunity to intensify.
He says there could be flash flooding in the Panhandle and parts of Georgia and South Carolina. The Wall Street Journal reports the Taliban is allowing a flight with 200 Americans and other foreigners who want to leave Afghanistan to depart today on a flight to Qatar. It would be the first flight of its kind since U.S. forces left last month. One Taliban official quoted in an Australian report says women will not be allowed to play sports under the new regime. The Air Force Secretary's ordered an investigation into domestic violence cases, calling the findings in a CBS News investigation troubling. Nearly 40 domestic violence survivors told CBS News the military failed to protect them. Retired Master Sergeant Erica Johnson told Nora O'Donnell she got the word to Air Force leaders 2 years ago that she was being physically and sexually assaulted by someone she was in an intimate relationship with.
Domestic violence is, you know, this unspoken bad word, bad phrase. Nobody wants to talk about it.
The White House has removed 18 Trump appointees from the boards of U.S. military academies. These include former counselor Kellyanne Conway and ex-press secretary Sean Spicer. 2 days from the 20th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks, CBS's Lilia Luciano looks at the impact on immigration.
In 1996, President Clinton signed two laws that overhauled the immigration system.
The anti-terrorism bill is grounded in common sense and steel with force.
The bill changed immigration law in ways that had nothing to do with fighting terrorism. After September 11th, the United States government cemented the marriage between immigration enforcement and counterterrorism. Luis Romero is an assistant professor of comparative race and ethnic studies at Texas Christian University.
These policies allowed migrants to be detained for sort of longer periods than they used to be, and they also reduced the bar of who is eligible for detention.
In the mid-1990s, the number of people held in immigration detention on any given day was below 10,000. By 2019, that was above 50,000.
It was just another way to justify excluding migrants that were unwanted or undesirable.
Lilia Luciano, CBS News.
Summer is almost over, but we'll always have the music.
Billboard says BTS brought the heat this summer with Butter. It took the top spot among the 20 most popular songs of the season based on streaming, airplay, and sales from Memorial Day to Labor Day. Butter just edged out the number two song, Good For You, by Olivia Rodrigo. It was the most streamed song of the summer. Dua Lipa's Levitating got the most radio play. I got you, moonlight, you're my starlight. Billboard says Butter sold better. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
Fire and smoke alarms went off in the Russian segment of the space station early today, and the crew reported smoke and the smell of burning plastic. It happened during a battery recharge. Air filters got things back to normal. That's the World News Roundup for Thursday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
I'm Mo Rocca, and I'm excited to announce Season 4 of my podcast, Mobituaries. I've got a whole new bunch of stories to share with you about the most fascinating people and things who are no longer with us. From famous figures who died on the very same day to the things I wish would die, like buffets. Listen to Mobituaries with Mo Rocca on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.